Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The search is on for a man who shot at a Raleigh police officer. Coming up, I'll tell you how this situation started and where police are at in their investigation.
We have two WRAL weather alert days for the weekend, Friday and Saturday, due to the chance for some strong to severe thunderstorms. We'll walk through it on FutureCast.
We're live this morning at RDU, where hundreds of people have already checked in for their early morning flights. I'll have the number of delays and cancellations and tips to avoid the holiday travel hassle.
Oh, man, tough traveling the last few days, including today. And this is only the beginning, really. So glad you're with us here at the 8 o'clock hour on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, airlines looking at how they can accommodate those passengers. Listen, just get them where they want to be. That's enough accommodation right there. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center as well. When folks get outside, there is this air quality we're dealing with.
You know, we were looking for that code orange level yesterday, and finally, overnight last night, we saw all that smoke filter into the Triangle area. So our number is 117, which is orange. Later this afternoon, it may drop to around 100, which is the top level of yellow. And the difference is at orange, it can be a little dangerous or uncomfortable for folks in the sensitive group, which would be young children, the elderly, or anyone with respiratory issues. And then once we drop it into the yellow, it's typically more comfortable for everyone. A lot of folks are in the yellow this morning, from Southern Pines to Fayetteville through Goldsboro and Wilson and Rocky Mount. But we are seeing code orange across the Triangle area and code red now across the Triad. We also just had a little pocket of red develop between Durham and Raleigh. It's tiny. I wouldn't be too concerned about it, but keep tuned here. We'll continue to show this for you, you know, about every 10 or 15 minutes. So we'll keep our eye on it. Lots and lots of poor air quality from the Canadian wildfires to our north, all the way from the Midwest to the East Coast and up toward the Great Lakes. So it's a mess for a lot of folks. We're looking at the chance for some severe storms Friday and Saturday evening. It's a level one risk for both days and basically the same spot along and west of the I-95 corridor. Our chance for showers and thunderstorms is going to be pretty late. We're going to see a couple of systems each afternoon and evening that roll in most likely around or after sunset. You can see some of that haze here in Raleigh at the airport. 72 is our temperature. Our dew point remains middle of the road at around 66. Our temperatures right now are climbing on up into the low 70s in some places. It is going to be a hot afternoon in the low 90s. Our heat index stays fairly low today, so it won't feel any hotter than 92. Still plenty hot. But we're about to move into a period of extreme heat over the weekend. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
It is just about 8:03 right now. Getting busier out there as we take a look at those live sensor readings. Just getting a report of a crash on 85 southbound, heading away from the I-40 merge back toward the Eflin community there in Hillsboro. Not seeing big delays with that one just yet, but we're going to keep our eyes on it. In Garner, we have a crash on Fayetteville Road at Purser Drive, which is just north of Old Stage Road. It looks like that's getting cleared up according to the latest sensor readings in that area. Still, you might run into some delays as you head into Garner from Fuquay Varina. Speaking of Fuquay Varina, still have that crash reported on Wake Chapel Road at Railroad Street, which is not too far from Main Street. On the west side of Raleigh, we're tracking some delays on inbound or eastbound Wade Avenue. There's a report of a crash right around Blue Ridge Road, and the delays there on Wade Avenue begin right around the Edwards Mill Road interchange through Blue Ridge out toward 440. Once you get through 440, it looks like traffic's flowing freely. And on the north side of Raleigh, still have that minor crash reported up on Capitol Boulevard and Old Wake Forest Road, but no big delays showing up right now. Backups on 40 westbound begin around the South Saunders Street area and Lake Wheeler Road and extend all the way out toward US 1 toward Cary, but then it clears up nicely heading toward Wade Avenue and beyond. In Durham, you're going to run into a little bit of a delay on that northbound side of 885 from TW Alexander Drive and Cornwallis Road out toward the Ellis Road area. Also on the southbound side of 885, a little bit of a backup right around 147.
Breaking news from over in that area. And a driver escaped from law enforcement after a high-speed chase through Durham. Durham County Sheriff's Office shared this information in just the last 30 minutes. The car that was used in this chase was stolen. So this chase started just after 2 this morning on US 70, reached speeds up to 115 miles an hour, went all the way over to West Club Boulevard near Sedgefield Street. That's where the person got out, jumped, and ran. Deputies say that's where they used canines in there to help in the search. Couldn't find that person. Investigators have not released the name.
And Jeff, a similar situation happened in Raleigh. A massive police surge is now underway after someone led troopers on a high-speed chase, then shot at an officer. This map shows the large area that was searched overnight by police. You can see it stretches from Capitol Boulevard down to Calvary Drive and New Hope Road and Lewisburg Road. It's about 2 miles apart. WRAL's Michael Grace has been tracking this all night in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. He joins us now outside the police department to set the scene for us on how this all unfolded. Mike.
Yeah, that's right, Ken. I think the big thing that pops out, though, is that that man actually shot at the officer while he was running away on foot. But this all started just after midnight. Troopers were trying to pull over the man on US 1. They eventually lost him around Lewisburg Road, and that's where RPD set up their base, right there on Lewisburg and New Hope. They set up right in the New Hope Church parking lot. And we also know from the watch commander is that the man ditched his car on Taper Drive and then shot at that officer as he was running down Courtney Lane. So RPD blocked off a number of apartments in that 2 mile radius that you mentioned, going through each one very carefully. But as of now, no one in custody. So we've been in contact with the watch commander throughout the morning, trying to learn more about the man that they're after. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And we're almost to 4th of July weekend. This year means another day of travel troubles, quite possibly. This is a live look out at RDU. We've been out there all week tracking a lot of these delays and cancellations. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live. And as we look at today, we're getting closer. Tomorrow could be record-setting, according to some of the experts. Has it gotten any better out there today?
Yes, it's definitely gotten better. I'll step out the way so you all can just take a look at TSA. This is a totally different sight than what we saw around 6 o'clock this morning. They had a line that was wrapped all the way around the building at that point, but it's pretty chaotic across the country. More than 1,000 flights nationwide have already been delayed or canceled this morning. We're starting off the morning with 3 cancellations and 6 delays here at RDU. That's 3 more delays than what we saw a couple of hours ago. This travel nightmare is a result of a lot of factors. Weather, staffing shortages at both airlines and air traffic control centers. On top of that, we're seeing a record-breaking number of travelers. The Federal Aviation Administration is expecting that today will be the busiest travel day ahead of the 4th. They're estimating more than 52,000 flights. Here's travel expert David Fleming's number one tip if you're headed to the airport this week.
The key is to get ahead of it. So when you're noticing a problem, you're noticing a delay, look online and see what other flights there might be later on that you might be able to switch to.
I spoke with a woman earlier this morning who was so frustrated she couldn't get on camera. She says that her flight was supposed to take off here at 5 p.m. yesterday, and now she won't be able to leave until tomorrow. 3 cancellations. So don't let what you see here at TSA fool you. If you have a flight today, be sure to get here early in case there's a problem with your flight. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
Definitely some good advice there. Well, happening today, we will get an update on the efforts to detect lead levels in 5 Durham parks. We told you last week a Duke researcher found high levels of lead in the soil at 3 parks and recommended testing 2 others. The city hired a contractor to carry out the testing at the parks, and they're Walltown Park, East End Park, East Durham Park, Lion Park, and Northgate Park. City leaders will hold a public meeting tonight at 7 this evening at City Hall to give an update on the soil testing. We expect to hear from contractors in terms of what they've learned so far and when the testing will be complete.
A ban on hormone treatments, puberty blockers, and surgery for transgender people under age 18 is one step away from becoming law. It will likely end up in court, experts say, and the state house approved the ban along party lines, sending it to Governor Cooper's desk. It would stop all doctors from providing gender-affirming care to children, even with a parent's consent. Doctors who break the law could lose their licenses or face civil lawsuits. Opponents say it could lead to more suicides among transgender children. Supporters say gender-affirming care can wait until a child is old enough. Governor Cooper is expected to veto the bill, but that veto could be overridden.
A runway is back open this morning at Charlotte Douglas International Airport after this dramatic emergency landing. Passengers are now sharing their reactions after their plane touched down without a working nose gear. Well, this video shows passengers bracing for the plane landing Wednesday on the Delta flight from Atlanta to Charlotte. They described bumping and scraping as the plane landed. Those on board say the plane had been circling the airport for a while.
nose wheel unsafe indication. We're going to have to go ahead and declare an emergency.
We didn't know why we were just circling the airport, and then the pilot came on and let us know that the wheels up under the nose weren't coming down.
Well, the pilot was able to guide the plane to a safe landing, as you see right there. More than 100 people were on board. None of them was hurt. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the incident. Well, new measures now in place to make schools safer. We'll walk you through new protocols aimed at keeping people who aren't supposed to be at school out.
And things are certainly heating up as we head into this weekend. We'll talk about what big time changes, though, we have seen in our nighttime temperatures here in a changing climate coming up.
Busy week ahead, too. We have a WRAL weather alert day for Friday and Saturday for the risk of severe storms, and then extreme heat beginning Sunday into the beginning of next week. I'll show you all of it coming up.
Eight 13, come on along with us. This is a live look at Southern Pines from our WRAL Live Cam Network there, Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Get that early tea time. It's going to be hot today. And you're watching WRAL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Look closely, you can see a little haze right there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Are you seeing that same thing?
You know, we were watching, you know, all day yesterday to see that smoky haze come in. And we had a little bit of it, but we never reached code orange. But then overnight last night, we really saw a push of that come southward. And so that upped our conditions in some places to orange. Our number is 117. That's going to be the lower end of orange. 100 puts us down into yellow. And that's the forecast from the Department of Air Quality for today. So we're kind of watching this closely. What we've seen is yesterday, the bottom edge of orange was up here around West Virginia and Kentucky. And then overnight last night, it really just started to sink southward. We're seeing code red here across the Triad area. We have a tiny little dot of that in the southern part of Durham County. I wouldn't consider that anything to be too concerned about. A lot of folks are in yellow. Down there in Southern Pines are yellow. Fayetteville, Goldsboro, Rocky Mount Wilson at yellow. But from Sanford northward up through Chatham County, Wake County northward, and even northeast up to, say, Roanoke Rapids, we're looking at orange as that smoke sunk southward. Now, it is likely to start lifting northward tomorrow. The big question is, will we get back to yellow this afternoon around the triangle? Orange means that it can be, not necessarily dangerous, but uncomfortable for sensitive groups, and that would be the elderly, young children, anybody with asthma, respiratory issues, that sort of thing. You can definitely see the haze on the cameras this morning. A live look at Goldsboro and Durham showing hazy conditions. The angle of the camera looks a little less hazy for Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill is courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Our next item on the agenda is our severe weather threat for tomorrow and Saturday. We have a level one risk, which makes it a WRAL weather alert day. That's Friday and Saturday. And the coverage of that level one is almost the same for both days. We're going to see a couple of lines of storms approaching from the west and then fizzling out. We take a look at the big picture here. We do still have our wind coming right across this area of poor air quality into North Carolina, but that's going to start to move the other direction beginning tomorrow. And we do have some scattered storms back to the west. We're going to see clusters of storms developing and diving into North Carolina the next couple of afternoons and evenings. For tomorrow, today's going to be dry, but tomorrow around 3 or 4 o'clock, we could see a few isolated cells, but then a line develops and comes diving in between 10 and midnight into our southwestern counties, including the triangle. Then that fizzles out. We should see a repeat of that again on Saturday. As a matter of fact, it's a 30% chance Friday, Saturday, all the way through Tuesday. So it's just going to feel, very much like summer with afternoon and evening thunderstorms that pop up across our area. We take a quick sort of look at our planner for the 4th of July. By noon, it'll be 90. We'll see a high of 95. And then by the time we get to fireworks time, we're looking at temperatures in the mid 80s. We're also watching for high rip current danger off the coast this weekend. We do have just a very small chance of development of that system, but it could still bump up our rip current danger. Right now, it is sitting at moderate. We're looking at extreme heat starting on Sunday. Highs will be in the upper 90s. The heat index will be well over 100. We could have a heat advisory posted starting on Sunday. When that happens, we'll let you know. Brian?
8:17 as we take a look at traffic around the triangle this morning. Still have that crash reported at Fayetteville Road at Purser Drive in Garner. It looks like it's largely cleared by this point, but still look out for some potential police activity at that area. Also on the west side of Raleigh, it looks like a lot of improvement on Wade Avenue with a crash reported around Blue Ridge Bridge Road. A little bit of a slowdown showing up on that inbound side right around 440, but looking a lot better than it did just a few minutes ago. Still have the crash reported in Fuquay Varina on Wake Chapel Road at Railroad Street, which is not too far from Main Street there on the north side of Fuquay. And around the rest of the triangle, we still have that crash up at Capitol Boulevard at Old Wake Forest Road, but we're not getting any indication of any big delays in that area. A little bit of a slowdown on 540 westbound between Lewisburg Road and Capitol Boulevard, but then it clears up pretty quickly, and that's pretty typical for this time of day. Looking a lot better on 885 in both directions in Durham. Those earlier delays we were tracking between I-40 and 147 on both sides of 885 have started to clear up nicely. On the south side of Raleigh, still have some congestion on those westbound lanes of I-40 heading away from Lake Wheeler Road out toward Gorman Street. Right now we're measuring about a 7-minute delay on 40 westbound from 440 out to the US 1 interchange.
Brian, thanks. There is more unrest in Paris after a teen was shot and killed by police. A 17-year-old delivery driver was shot during a traffic stop and died. Police say the teen had tried to run them over. The officer who shot the man was detained on suspicion of manslaughter. Protesters have been clashing with officers every night since Tuesday when this happened, and they've been setting fire to barricades on fire, and police have been using tear gas.
An embattled Johnston County School Board member and former Smithfield police officer now claims he's a victim and wants damages. Ronald Johnson filed a 111-page federal lawsuit accusing the town of Smithfield, police leaders, school board members, and others of violating his rights. He lists complaints of sexual and disability discrimination, wrongful termination, and defamation. Johnson was fined from the police department after an internal investigation. The school board censured him for an inappropriate text. He was also charged earlier this year on multiple counts, including extortion and obstruction of justice.
We're learning more this morning about new safety measures coming to Wake County Public Schools. The district says its visitor policy will now be the same across all schools. Here's how it'll work. You'll use an iPad to enter some personal information. It'll prompt a quick background check. The system scans databases for things like recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. This change comes as many districts across the state make changes to improve security.
The person at the front desk that may be working at front desk may not know, and so that a person is not allowed to be on there. But when they sign in, this thing will alert us to the fact that that person's not supposed to be on campus.
I've known for a long time.
The new visitor check-in system goes live next week for year-round schools. That's when they start. And then the system will be used district-wide at the start of the regular school year.
Sweltering summer nights can increase health risks, and they're heating up in cities all across the country. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione joins us now to explain how much summer nights have warmed up over the past 50 years and why. Anthony.
Ken, it's a very important trend here that we look at very closely, especially with our afternoon temperatures consistently going up as well. We've been talking about the sweltering heat here this weekend. The nighttime temperatures, though, play a key role as well, because if you get a warmer temperature, you can't cool off as much in those evening hours. This is the trend we have seen here. This is a Climate Central graphic, does a great job of showing that trend line from 1970 up until 2022. This is across the entire United States. Those temperatures on average have warmed about 2.6, let's call it 3 degrees here on average. You notice there are some dips and some peaks there as you go forward in time, but that trend line, statistically speaking, where we take that best line value here kind of going up, is certainly increasing. This is a look here at Raleigh-Durham specifically as well, a little bit greater, 4.3 degrees from that period. Notice that trend line again continues up. There are some valleys there, especially as you get closer here to that 2022 time. But on the whole, that's what we have been seeing here in this time period. We look at where we are headed this weekend. So what is the real world impact of this? We're talking feels like temperatures Saturday and Sunday during the afternoon, as Elizabeth has been mentioning, over 100 degrees. And so if you have those temperatures in the afternoon, let's say you're out at 8, 9, 10 o'clock or so at night as well, you just can't cool off as well. So we're certainly paying very close attention to this, Jeff, and just make sure to stay hydrated here to avoid those heat related illnesses this summer.
No doubt. It's just hot just looking at that. Anthony, thanks. Amazon says it is still committed to opening its new facility in Fayetteville. WRL TechWire learned the company wants to use part of it as a new delivery hub delivery program. Now, the company's warehouse is at the intersection of Bragg Boulevard and Interstate 295. The company has talked about plans to hire more than 500 people and offer competitive pay and benefits.
Raleigh could get up to $1 million as part of a public art challenge. The city is one of 17 finalists in the running for the money. The grant comes from a Bloomberg program which supports public art projects that address urgent civic issues. Raleigh's proposed project, Our Art, Our Voice, Our Future, includes a series of installations and community-led symposiums addressing the loss of Black cultural identity in the southeast portion of the city. Bloomberg will announce up to 10 winners in the fall.
If you are looking to travel to one of America's top road trip destinations, you're in the right place to do it because North Carolina ranks third in the country for best states for summer road trip. The new list, compiled by Wallet Hub, has North Carolina sitting behind Texas and New York. Categories include cost, safety, and overall activities. It also factored in gas prices, cost of camping, car thefts, and national park lands.
Well, it's 8:23 now. I'm sorry. It might not look like much, but that little green speck you see right there on your screen is just sold in for over $60,000. That's a green speck we're talking about. We'll tell you what kind of accessory it is in the next half hour.
It's going to be hot and humid today. Here's a live look outside at Chapel Hill, and we will check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner straight ahead after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. If you're getting out today, depending on your health condition, you might want to be a little careful. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to tell us why.
So we're seeing a little bit of improvement. Early this morning, we saw the Triangle area dropping into code orange, but we're back to 108 at this point, and 100 is yellow. So starting to see a little bit of improvement. We're still looking at that orange area from the Triangle area northward, northwest, and it's code red back across the Triad. But again, the conditions look like they're starting to improve, and a lot of us are just seeing yellow this morning. For tomorrow, we have a level one risk for severe storms, so it's a WRAL weather alert day. Same thing again on Saturday. These storms are likely to be fairly late in the day. Some late afternoon, but a lot of this will be during the evening. Brian?
Here at 8:27, we are watching delays right now on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound, right around Lake Wheeler Road. You can see those backups showing up there on the camera. This is heading out toward Gorman Street and beyond. This is just usual congestion in the 8 o'clock hour, about a four-minute delay showing up on those sensor readings. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking all right on major routes. We do have a report of a crash up in Lewisburg, or rather in Rollsville. That ride on 401 on Lewisburg Road out of Rollsville may be a little slow with that crash reported right around Jonesville Road, but overall things are moving along pretty well as you head into North Raleigh. An earlier crash at Wade Avenue at Blue Ridge Road appears to have cleared in the past few minutes.
Police in Raleigh are searching for a person. Officers say five shots at an officer. Officers spend all night searching a big area of the city from Capitol Boulevard and Calvary Drive to New Hope and Lewisburg Roads. No one has been taken into custody just yet. Well, next on Fox 50, a look at the delays and cancellations at RDU International as more travel trouble resumes. And up next on Today, a psychologist's tips for fending off loneliness and finding new friends.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
The search is on for a man who shot at a Raleigh police officer. Coming up, I'll tell you how this situation started and where police are at in their investigation.
I have two WRAL weather alert days to tell you about. Friday and Saturday, we have a level one risk for severe storms. I'll show you the timeline for each day.
We're live at RDU this morning, where hundreds of people have already checked in for their early morning flights. I'll have the newest numbers on delays and cancellations head into the holiday weekend and tips to avoid the hassle.
8:30 the time on our Thursday. So glad you're with us. A little like Groundhog Day with those flight delays and cancellations, right? I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. And you know, a lot of people making
plans for the weekend ahead of the holiday. Let's go over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WR Severe Weather Center. Some air quality issues to deal with.
Yesterday, we stayed at code yellow for most of the day, but last night, we saw some of that smoke from the Canadian wildfires drift in and bump us up to orange for at least the Triangle area. Now, over the last couple of hours, we've seen those numbers drop a little bit closer to yellow. Yellow starts at 100, and we're back down to 108. 100 is our forecast from the Department of Air Quality for today. So hopefully we're going to get those numbers back down. Here's a look at our current air quality. You can see the orange from Sanford up to the Triangle area, north or northeast over toward Roanoke Rapids. But around Rocky Mount, Wilson, Goldsboro, Fayetteville, and into the Sandhills right now, it is code yellow. However, it's red back into the Triad area. But hopefully we'll mix this out or start to see it lifting northward. We widen the view out. It's incredible to see how much of the country is in code red and purple. It's a big chunk up to our north. For tomorrow, we're going to see a line of thunderstorms moving through during the evening. It's a level one risk for severe storms from the I-95 corridor westward, and a similar area of coverage for Saturday. We're looking at the potential for some wind damage. These storms are likely to be late. We may have a few pop-up evening storms, but if we're going to see any severe weather, it's likely to be 9, 10, 11 o'clock for tomorrow, and probably the same thing again on Saturday. Definitely looking hazy here at RDU. 72 is the temperature in the Triangle. Our dew point's at 66. That's not terrible. I mean, compared to what we're headed toward as we get into the weekend, we're going to see a really muggy air mass settle in, bringing us some dangerous heat indices, and we're going to walk you through that coming up in just a few minutes. Heading out the door right now, mostly low to mid-70s. We'll hit mid-80s at lunchtime. It'll be a hot afternoon at a high of 92, but we don't have a heat index in our forecast for today, so it'll feel like 92 as opposed to the triple digits that are headed our way for the weekend. Again, I'll show it to you coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. So breaking news right now, a driver escaped from law enforcement after a high-speed chase in Durham. The Durham County Sheriff shared this information in the last hour or so. The car used in the chase was stolen. The chase started just after 2 this morning on U.S. 70 and went all the way to West Club Boulevard near Segfield Street. Deputies say that's where the driver got out and ran. They used a canine unit to help in the search but couldn't find that person. Investigators have not released that person's identity.
Also, Ken, a massive police search is underway after someone led troopers on a high-speed chase and then shot at an officer. This large area on the map shows right where police were searching for hours overnight. You see it stretches from Capitol Boulevard and Calvary Drive all the way to New Hope and Lewisburg Roads. It's about 2 miles apart, and WRO's Michael Grace was there all night in the WRO Breaking News Tracker.
Yeah, well, we know that man actually shot at the officer as he was running away on foot. And this all started just after midnight when troopers were trying to pull the man over on US 1. They eventually lost him near Lewisburg Road. And that's where RPD set up their base, right there on Lewisburg and New Hope at the New Hope Church parking lot. The Raleigh Watch commander says that the man ditched his car on Taper Drive and then shot at that officer on Courtney Lane just a few blocks away. Officers blocked off a number of apartment complexes in that area searching for the man, but still no one in custody. I've been in contact with the Watch commander throughout the morning, hoping to learn more about the man that they're after. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Well, almost to the 4th of July weekend, and this year that means it's another day of travel troubles. You're looking live right now at RDU International. We've been there all week, tracking many of the cancellations and delays out there. WRL's Kelsey Coffey has been there all morning, speaking with frustrated travelers.
Things are starting to look a lot more like normal here at RDU, so I'll let you take a look at the TSA line right now. This is much different than what we saw at 6 o'clock this morning, but it's a different story at airports across the country. More than 1,000 flights nationwide have already been delayed or canceled today. Now, we're starting off the day here at RDU with 3 cancellations and 6 delays. That's 3 more delays than what we saw a few hours ago. This travel nightmare is the result of a lot of factors: weather, staffing shortages at both airlines and air traffic control centers. On top of that, we're seeing a record-breaking number of travelers. The Federal Aviation Administration is expecting that today will be the busiest travel day ahead of the 4th. They're estimating more than 52,000 flights. One of the best ways to get ahead of the hassle at the airport is to get here early.
Arrive early, 2 hours early for a domestic flight, 3 hours early for an international flight. We want to make sure you're able to check in, get through security, get to your gate on time, and start your vacation off on the right foot.
Coming up in the next half hour, you'll hear from a travel expert who will give you tips on how to save hours in the airport if you're stuck with a delayed flight. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News at RDU.
Happening today, we'll get an update on the efforts to detect lead levels in five Durham parks. Told you last week, a Duke researcher found high levels of lead in the soil at three parks and recommended testing two others. The city hired a contractor to carry out that testing at the parks: Walltown Park, East End Park, East Durham Park, Lion Park, and Northgate Park. City leaders will hold a public information meeting today at 7 p.m. at City Hall to give an update on the soil testing, and we expect to hear from the contractors on what they have learned so far and when the testing will be complete.
New restrictions on abortions in North Carolina could be put on hold less than 2 days before they're set to take effect. A federal judge appears ready to temporarily block parts of the law that bans most abortions after 12 weeks, but the judge made it clear she does not plan to stop all of it from taking effect on Saturday. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood and a Duke health doctor requested the pause. Governor Cooper vetoed the abortion ban, but Republican lawmakers overrode that veto last month.
New limits on what teachers can and can't talk about with their students are close to becoming law in North Carolina. The state Senate is expected to vote on the rules today. They would stop the use of classroom materials making reference to sexual orientation or gender identity in grades 4 through K, or K through 4, I should say. Schools would also be required to inform the parents of any student who asks to use another name or gender. Supporters say they're giving parents more power. Opponents say the bill targets LGBTQ students and will only worsen teacher shortages. The bill is headed next to Governor Cooper's office. He's expected to veto it.
Well, the Coast Guard is examining the wreckage of the Titan submersible as it works to learn more about the implosion that killed five people. Investigators say they found what appears to be human remains inside. What was left of the ship arrived yesterday at a port in Newfoundland. The Coast Guard plans to bring the wreckage to a port in the U.S. for further analysis and testing. A remotely operated vehicle found the submersible's tail cone and other debris last week. It was about 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
President Biden is denying he was there with his son when Hunter allegedly texted a Chinese business partner demanding payment. This happened in 2017. An IRS whistleblower recently told lawmakers Hunter Biden used his father as leverage to pressure the businessman, saying, quote, "I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled." He also said, "You will regret not following my direction." When asked about the messages, President Biden was emphatic.
President Biden, how involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
No, I wasn't. No.
Hunter Biden agreed to plead guilty next month to two tax-related misdemeanors. He also struck a deal with federal prosecutors to resolve a felony gun charge.
8:38 now. If you drive past these signs every day, you want to know about this. The changes to NC Quick Pass, making it easier than ever to pay those tolls.
Plus, if you are gearing up for a cookout this weekend, we have the deals for you. From grocery deals to free donuts, our smart shopper will share those deals to help you save money this holiday.
And heading to break, we want to give you a live look now. Clinton looks a little hazy out there. It's going to be another hot and humid day. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner after the break as temperatures will reach into the 90s today. Welcome back at 8:42. You're looking at Southeast Wake County, courtesy of our WREL Tower Cam. You can see the hazy conditions many of us are waking up to this morning. Let's bring in meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner into this conversation. And the air quality getting a little better.
We did have code orange, still do have code orange conditions across parts of the viewing area, but those numbers are really starting to improve. Early this morning, we were at like 128, and now we dropped to 108. Yellow begins at 100, and yellow is the forecast from the Department of Air Quality for today. So it looks like things are at least heading in the right direction. But you take a look at the big picture, and we have so much of the country from the Midwest over to the east, especially from the Mid-Atlantic northward. So much code red air quality due to the wildfires in Canada, a couple of splotches of purple as well. We have code red that drops down all the way into the triad. And of course, we're looking at code orange from, say, the Sand Hills northward and eastward, all the way from from Roanoke Rapids back down towards Sanford. But then just south of that, we're yellow. And yellow means that it's not really unhealthy for anyone unless you're an extremely sensitive group. Code orange means that the elderly, young children, people with asthma and respiratory issues should limit their time outside. But again, these numbers are coming down, so that's definitely good news. Hopefully we'll continue to see some improvement. It does look like we'll continue to have a flow, at least in the mid-levels, coming out of the northwest for the rest of the day. So we'll watch those numbers. But watch, it begins at the surface to switch to southwesterly and begins to push that smoke away from us for Friday. Friday, we'll have a different issue. We have a WREL weather alert day for a level one risk for severe storms. And that outline is from around the I-95 corridor westward. The farther west you are, the better chance that we'll end up with some of these strong to severe storms. But it's 2 days in a row. It's for Friday and for Saturday. We take a look at Friday. We'll see partly cloudy skies. And we'll start Saturday that way as well. Both of these days are going to look similar, with an isolated storm potentially around 4 or 5 o'clock, and then a line of storms that drops in late in the day. So this is going to be 10 o'clock. So between 9 and 11 or so, we'll see those storms moving into to the western part of the viewing area. That's when we'd have the best chance of some damaging winds. Saturday, same story, some afternoon storms, and then some late day potential for severe weather. 92 today, 91 Durham, 94 in Fayetteville, 91, 92 there in Raleigh. But we're looking at the potential for dangerous heat over the weekend. We'll see a high of 93 Saturday, but it jumps to 98 Sunday and 97 Monday. A lot of humidity comes in beginning tomorrow, so our heat index is in the triple digits, but most dangerous starting Sunday through Tuesday. 105 or higher for the heat index typically triggers a heat advisory, and if that happens, it'll also be a WREL weather alert day. That's likely for Sunday, Monday, and possibly for the 4th of July as well. So a weather alert day for Friday and Saturday for the chance of severe storms, and then we're looking at the hottest temperatures that we've seen so far this year for Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday as well.
Fourth of July, you know it's coming, and it's not too early to talk about it as we head towards that long weekend for a lot of folks. And there are several restaurants and retailers out there offering some fun things to help you celebrate. And WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here to share some of those top promotions. Faye, good morning to you. Where can we score some of these deals?
Good morning, Jeff. So let's start off with a donut deal, of course. So Krispy Kreme, they are offering a free original glazed donut when you wear red, white, and blue to a participating location on July 4th. And Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, if you donate $1 to the Folds of Honor Foundation when you order in restaurant or through their drive-thru, you'll get a free single cake cone or dish through July 4th. And Free Fishing Day is coming up on July 4th as well, where you can fish without a license all day long in North Carolina. All other fishing regulations apply. And over at Crocs on their website, you can save up to 50% off select styles. Plus, use the code EXTRA20 for an extra 20% off sale items through July 9th. You can see the links to all of these details, as well as a growing list of 4th of July sales over on the WREL Smart Shopper page.
And Faye, you know nothing says 4th of July like a red, white, and blue glazed donut, right? You can agree.
Absolutely.
You've also found some impressive grocery deals for all the cookouts on the 4th of July, right?
Absolutely. You know, what is the 4th of July without some corn on the cob? So you'll find it for only 25 cents each over at Food Lion. Strawberries, a one-pound package, $1.49 at Aldi. Smithfield Whole Boston Pork Roast, 97 cents a pound for EVIC members at Harris Teeter. Hot dogs, only 89 cents a package at Lidl for the 12-ounce and $1.35 for the 15-ounce package at Aldi. Fresh 73% lean ground beef, sold in a 5-pound package, only $1.99 a pound over at Aldi for all your burgers. And boneless chicken breast, fantastic price at Food Lion, only $1.79. Plus, you'll find Kraft shredded cheese, buy two, get three free at Harris Teeter, and hot dog or hamburger buns, buy one, get one free for my Lidl members over at Lidl. Of course, you can see all the deals on the Smart Shopper column.
I tell you, not just for the holiday weekend, it's just nice to see those grocery prices coming down just a little bit, and great stock-up prices as well. Mm-hmm. All right, for more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WRL.com, look for the consumer tab, search Smart Shopper. Thanks, Faye.
You know, punishments for street racing and other so-called street takeovers could become a lot stronger in North Carolina. The state house passed a bill yesterday that would hit racers with the most serious misdemeanor in the state and a mandatory $1,000 fine. WRN spoke with a man who used to live in Durham but says he moved to Tennessee to get away from these street takeovers. He said the bill is a step in the right direction.
The problem is enforcing it. As we talked about, it's a matter of having the police budget, the manpower, all of that to actually enforce this.
Well, critics say the bill is too broad and it's not clear if it would apply to dirt bikes and ATVs. It now heads to the state Senate. Well, if you commute between Wake and Durham counties, heads up, there's a new way for you to manage using the Triangle Expressway toll road, and the NC Quick Pass is now active. It's now live. The app is. The service works all over the country. Highway 885 in Durham County and the Highway 540 in Wake County. It also includes the I-77 toll road in Charlotte, as well as toll roads in Florida, Georgia, and all across the Midwest and Northeast. The app lets you pay your bill or order a new transponder. The old HOV app will shut down August 1st.
A new skate park rolls out today in Raleigh. It is located off Capitol Boulevard. These crews have been working on the Conlin Family Skate Park for months, and now it has rails and ramps and everything skaters need. The ribbon cutting and grand opening is at 10 a.m.
Well, two men are on the run in Edgecombe County after a fake traffic stop turned into an attempted armed robbery. Wiley Statton says he's a truck driver. He told investigators he was pulled over by a black Charger with tinted windows and flashing blue lights. This happened Tuesday morning at the intersection of Wood Duck Road and Davidson Mercer Lane. Statton says he opened his door to speak with the person he thought was an officer when someone jumped out of the Charger, pulled out a gun, and demanded money.
When you're an honest citizen, an unmarked car with a blue light, you feel like it's a law enforcement officer. Had no idea it would be somebody trying to get a quick buck.
Well, State says he was able to duck down into his truck and the man ran back to the Charger and took off. The Edgecombe County Sheriff's Office is still looking for that vehicle.
Evacuation orders are now lifted in a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona, after this massive brush fire broke out. The State Forestry Service says the fire is 30% contained now. Nearly 2,000 acres have burned, which is a little less area than what officials thought yesterday. They say they updated the number after mapping the area more accurately. Investigators believe someone started that fire.
Well, during the height of wildfire season, Ford is gifting a new command vehicle to a national park. Check it out. Yeah, the company's gifting a customized Bronco to the Bandolier National Monument in New Mexico. The model comes with the Sasquatch package that includes specialized equipment such as government communication systems with satellite and antenna connections. A second customized Bronco will be sent to another national park very soon.
Fans of the material girl Madonna are hoping for the best after she had a health scare. Some good news now. Longtime friend Rosie O'Donnell shared on Instagram a post after midnight saying the singer is feeling good. News broke yesterday that Madonna was in the ICU for a serious bacterial infection. Her world tour that was supposed to start next month is on hold for now. And comedian and actor Pete Davidson has reportedly checked into rehab. Davidson has not publicly released why he is seeking help. We do know he has gotten professional care for mental health issues after being diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. That was in 2017. The former SNL star is expected to return to the stage doing stand-up in August, and he just performed in Raleigh earlier this month.
Well, take a look at your screen. You see that little green speck right there on that finger? Well, that's a microscopic handbag that just sold for more than $63,000. That's what it looks like blown up. Mischief just sold it at auction. The mini bag features Louis Vuitton's signature monogram, which the company reportedly did not get permission to use. Mischief says it's closer to art and a statement on the lengths people will go to wear a luxury handbag.
All right. Here's things you have to see to believe as well. A water skiing squirrel promoting boat safety. Her name's Twiggy, and look at Twiggy go, just hanging in there. Chuck and Luann adopted Twiggy in 1978. Chuck sadly died by drowning, so Luann made sure to add safety to the routine. Since then, Twiggy has rocked a life jacket, focuses on water safety. The squirrel is now the spokes animal for the National Safe Boating Council's Wear It campaign. Luann has trained 8 squirrels to water ski. They're pretty good. We're headed to break, but the winning lottery numbers are up, and we will get another check on weather and traffic next.